Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We've just consistently seen the crowds grow and grow. Her poll numbers just continue to climb. She's obviously resonating with Iowans. Her message is really catching on.
Rachel Geilenfeld with Iowa Women for Nikki says former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has momentum. Early returns show former President Donald Trump dominating the Republican caucuses, but Haley's campaign aims for a strong second place before pivoting to New Hampshire next week, where she's doing well. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis brushes off questions on whether his campaign has enough cash. He spent Monday warning Iowa voters that Trump is just in it for himself.
You can be the most worthless Republican in America, but if you kiss the ring, he'll say you're wonderful.
New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina polls all show DeSantis in single digits. The Texas National Guard is under fire for stopping the Border Patrol from aiding a woman and two children drowning in the Rio Grande. Governor Greg Abbott has clashed with the White House on immigration. The Senate may have reached a bipartisan border deal, but House Republicans say they won't consider any bill until Trump is reelected. That runs counter to what House Majority Leader Steve Scalise has repeatedly said.
I think the country has come a long way to recognizing this is one of the top issues, major threat to our national security. Joe Biden's the only one MIA on this.
House Republicans have passed strict limits on asylum, which stalled in the Senate. Vice President Kamala Harris marked MLK Day in South Carolina, urging black voters to push back against extremists working to undermine their civil rights.
They passed laws to ban drop boxes, limit early voting, and restrict absentee ballots.
South Carolina lawmakers tightened rules on absentee ballots so only those over 64 can get them. 16-year-olds can now pre-register to vote in Illinois. A growing list of blue states aim to make voting a habit for younger people. Illinois Secretary of State Alexei Giannoulias says they're simplifying the process.
You basically don't have to do anything except for get your driver's license. So it's eliminating one step. It's eliminating the work.
Meanwhile, a new law in Idaho says students can no longer use college IDs to register or vote. And 27 states now limit the use of philanthropic money to run elections. Private funds helped cover mail-in ballots and health rules during the pandemic. Opponents say grants could give the funders undue influence. But North Carolina Board of Elections Director Karen Brisson Bell says their legislature isn't budgeting enough for new ID rules or cybersecurity.
It is really going unrecognized at all levels of how complex it has become to conduct elections, to be election administrators, and to pay those folks adequately for their work.
Like many, the state has seen an exodus of election workers. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.